It started with an invitation from a friend who needed to pick up auto parts in El Paso. He asked Luis Carlos Orozco Morales to tag along for the four-hour drive from their home in Hobbs, New Mexico. They'd have to pass through a Border Patrol checkpoint, but Orozco had done that often enough.
Various times, and it was fine.
At the checkpoint, Orozco did the usual, hand Border Patrol agents his paperwork, showing that his immigration case had been administratively closed and he's allowed to stay in the U.S.
They had me get out of the car and they told me, you know what, your documents aren't valid. I told him, there's the judge's signature. And he said, well, for me, these papers aren't valid. He said, we're going to have to detain you. And that's what they did.
Orozco's in his late 40s and grew up in Chihuahua, Mexico. His case was administratively closed back in 2014. That means a federal judge removed the case from his docket, putting Orozco's deportation proceedings on hold indefinitely. Judges have used these closures to give immigrants more time to, say, wait for a final decision on a visa or green card application. Around 2013, the practice was expanded.
It could be because you have a case that there's not a whole lot you can do, but it's a very sympathetic case, and so you're asking for prosecutorial discretion from the government.
Michelle Sines Rodriguez is an immigration attorney in Dallas and member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. She says under the Obama administration,
they were taking the low priority cases and taking them off the docket and giving them administrative closure.
As a way to thin immigration court backlogs and put a focus on high-priority cases. Hundreds of thousands of immigration cases have been administratively closed. For the most part, people are free to live in the U.S. without issue. But their cases can always be reopened, either by an immigrant pursuing a path to citizenship or by the government, typically if someone's committed a crime. Then, last year, then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions curtailed administrative closure, mostly barring judges from putting cases on indefinite hold. Lawyers and advocates worried cases might suddenly be reopened. That hasn't happened too much, says Sines Rodriguez, in part because there's still a huge backlog in the courts. But Orozco's case highlights a different issue.
I think that just the concept of it, that a Border Patrol agent can by himself, without any authority, without going to a judge, just overturn an order.
Eduardo Beckett is Orozco's attorney.
To me, that's so, like, against the rule of law.
He says his client's done nothing wrong. Beckett claims the Border Patrol agent in this case went rogue and didn't follow proper procedure.
If this paper means nothing, then, you know, what comes after this, you know?
Beckett's been discussing Orozco's case with a Customs and Border Protection lawyer. She didn't respond to a request for comments on this story, but Beckett showed me an email where she wrote, Border Patrol considers Orozco's case still pending. As for Orozco, after 4 days, he was released. He's back in Hobbs, doting on his grandson and caring for his wife, a U.S. citizen with several chronic health conditions. Now, Orozco has to wear an ankle monitor and check in with Immigration and Customs Enforcement later this month. After years of feeling relatively secure in the U.S., he's waiting to see if his case will go back on the docket.
If the judge, who's the one who gives the order, who has the last word, if an immigration official says that doesn't count, then I say, what's happening? I don't understand.
Orozco says he's felt helpless and confused. He worries who will care for his wife if he's deported. Sometimes she can't even tie her shoes without his help. And he says from now on, he'd advise other people with administratively closed cases to avoid Border Patrol checkpoints. I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.